Wonderful. Okay, this is Cheryl Colangelo. We are resuming the meeting of June 27th, 2020 to announce the results of the elections. It is 12:34. Present are Brooke Stevens, Secretary, Mike Johnson, Rick DeShenko, Phil Lombardo, Cindy Fountain, and Will Fountain, Steve Beauchesne. That's it, right? Okay. All right. These are the results of the elections. Janet Benelli, 123 votes. Sharon Bruce, 86 votes. Bob Trocky, 67 votes. Thank you all for your participation, and welcome Janet and Sharon. All right. Now, where do you think I should go?
Once they get here.
Janet got more votes than anybody.
I never hit the audio thing. Okay, I need a show of hands. Because technically we've got different messages that were said we can choose whether to have this meeting or not. How many people want this, the continuing to be public? So raise your hand if you want to continue to be public.
Do you have the kitchen light up there?
The election open to the public or
no? For the chair. Yeah, I don't think the public knew that, but it has been. So, three votes. Four. Okay, we're going to continue. But we're still on.
Yeah.
Colleen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
We're going to keep this on for the election of the chair. Do you know if this is recording?
It is recording.
Okay,
so I'm going to mute everybody, there's a lot of background noise, so it would probably be best to mute everybody and
okay,
then open up the board.
That sounds great. Are you going to tell us when you're all muted?
Okay, yeah. Roberta Jordan.
Should I re-announce the coming on?
I mean, I'm just
reading
some pictures.
All right, I am going to turn... wait till everybody's muted, sorry. Oh, we also have to wait. That's right.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome to both of you.
Congratulations.
Okay, it looks like I have board people unmuted.
Wonderful. And can we go ahead, or do you need to do more for the static purposes?
No, I think. Well, you have a lot of movement there in the room.
I'm going to stop rattling things around.
Yeah.
And I am going to turn the meeting over to Brooke Stevens, who is the Association Secretary.
Hi, it's 12:39 p.m. I'm going to open up the floor for nominations for BOG Chair. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Brooke.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
We don't need seconds.
Any other nominations?
I'll nominate Cheryl Colangelo.
I'll nominate Cheryl.
Yes. No, I can't. It was just a long pause. I was like, let's get this over with.
Any other nominations? Okay. Seeing no other nominations, I'll close. And we will take a vote. So all those in favor of Rick for chair.
Are you going to have discussion?
We haven't in the past, but we certainly can. Sorry, do you want to have a discussion?
Well, yeah, before we vote, I'd like to just say that it's been a difficult year. I think Cheryl's done a good job, and I think we should support her for another year.
Okay. Anybody else have something they want to say?
I'm new, so I just want to make sure I understand.
Sure. We're just electing the chair.
The chairman of the board?
Yes, yeah, great. You have Dante, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe that the chair, Cheryl, has worked very hard in the very difficult times with the issues of Black Point, and she should be commended for this. However, I think we have to take a look at the processes we've been using and the results that are needed, and therefore I've come to the conclusion to ask to be the chair of the board, and I would ask for the support of the Board of Governors. Some of the topics that I'd like to address anyway is there's many people in Black Point that have a lot of good qualifications, but you ask them and they don't want to run. And why is that? So there might be, we ought to take a look at that. I know there are at least your spouses say definitely do not run again. And I know there's some of those in the room here that probably have the same thing being said. The meetings are a little too long, a lot too long. The output of Board of Governors seems to be for the length of the meeting rather weak. The agenda is pretty much set by the chair and not the board, but I would like to have it more of a standardized agenda and work from there. Participation of the ideas of the board, if we look at the time spent during the meetings, is a lot less than that of the staff and the chair. I think that if we could do preliminary work before the meetings, we can basically get rid of some of the time-consuming basic questions that come up during the meeting and take a lot of time. So I think the productivity is more of a process thing. We can change some processes, I think would be better. I'd like to see more innovative ideas for the future, more strategic plans that work well with the peers, but I'd like to see us expand that. And I'd also like to see something that is good news. This is a lot of good news here at every meeting. Now, I don't want to make it sound that if I don't support Cheryl, I'm not supportive. I'm not. I love Black Point, and I think it's a great place to live and work, and I just want it to be better. Okay? Thank you.
Anybody else want to say something?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I too have, that respect for the board and for Cheryl and the job. It's been a very tough year. But I think, Rick has some good ideas. I think there are some things that could be done to make the meetings more productive, less time consuming. I think Rick's right. I mean, I think, no offense, I think you had a 4-hour board meeting the other night. I think people just are not going to be really thrilled about doing that. I mean, I know when I run my meeting, any people having reports, the reports were submitted ahead of time, people have a chance to read the reports, and then we use a consent agenda. All reports, minutes, treasurer's report, and any other reports of the, the good of the order, go into that. And then they're not discussed unless somebody has a question on it. That would move things along much more quickly. And I agree with the idea, I think, task forces. I mean, I do get tackle serious tough things this year, but listening on the call and having to spend as much time as you did just even trying to decide what was going to go on the sign. Those things could have been discussed ahead of time, with the task force, and then a report would have been given to the board, and then you could have picked and chose that, yes, we like this idea, this idea, this idea. You didn't have to. I think it was very time-consuming and frustrating for all of you to try to, be doing that discussion on the call. So I think there's ways to streamline, and that's really how associations and even municipalities are working today. They work with the consent agenda so that you can streamline it. I mean, I do 4 meetings a year. I have 500 members of my association. Our meetings never go more than an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and we tackle really big things. We tackle legislation and all of the kinds of things. So I think it would just be, more helpful. I think you'd have more people willing to get involved if you knew that your time was going to be very well spent when you're at the meeting.
Anybody else? All right, so we'll just do the vote separately. I mean, I guess we should have each person identify themselves for the record. So I guess we could, want to go around the room. So yay or nay for Rick as DOG chair?
So I have a question, Rick. So you've been how long? I'm new. I'm brand new.
I've been on the board only for 6 months. I've replaced Mr. Sheehan, Kevin, I believe. But I've been a full-time resident for over 10 years and been coming here since 1969.
Yeah. And so your whole thought process is to just see how we can all kind of live together nicely with all of the rules that are in effect. And
what, I guess, the difference?
Because
I'm new.
I guess I have to ask.
Like, I can't vote for it. Like, if I had to, like, can you guys debate or something? It's new every time. I just think we have a process. It's not to live together. It's a process of discussing these things.
Right.
It takes a long time to get to the decision level. And I would like to see some work done ahead of time so we get to the meeting. So a board of governors should be something that kind of takes the problems and, we do some work ahead of time and then come up and we vote on decisions that we would like to see happen for the best of the community. We work for the community. We don't work for the board. We don't work for each other. We don't work for the chair. We work for the community. So that's my view, and I just think that we have to, even though the problems do come up, but it takes a long time to get through them, and I think we could streamline that process a lot. I was involved with business meetings. I was in education for a while. I am not a big fan of meetings for meeting's sake.
And okay. I totally agree.
Okay. And if you don't have a good agenda, it's tough. So that's a personal problem of mine. Okay.
I can answer your question from a different perspective. I've been on the board for 5 years. The agenda is a standard agenda, and what we do is prioritize what needs to be addressed imminently. Obviously, Pier, West Lane, and COVID have taken a lot of our time. The dynamics of this year have changed in terms of people's participation and how long they choose to remark on things. The agenda is established with any agenda at Black Point is established with the chair determining what the agenda should be and then finding out from every other board member if they would like something on the agenda. And in the past, it's been a discussion. Okay, yes, you're right. Thank you. I forgot about this. Let's agree to wait till next month, or the chair doesn't think it's appropriate right now, so it's up to the board, bring it up as a motion. So that's how the agenda works. As you can imagine, this year the agenda was overwhelming, and the four-hour meeting was a combination of not getting requested reports in at time. Some people choose to speak more lengthy. Sometimes it's difficult to intervene in terms of someone's thought processes, but I can't apologize for how the agenda is done, and I can't say that I've ever spent a year on the board where there have been this many crises in 1 year. So that's it. I will try to be brief.
Okay, so like I said, we'll do the vote for...
It doesn't seem fair, does it?
Yeah, yeah. So,
do you want to not go first and go around the other counterclockwise because you're uncomfortable?
I guess my concern, I'd like for it to like show the full-time people, my concern would be the experience level.
Rick, you've been on the board for 6, 7, 8 months. You've seen how it works, but there's a lot that you may not be aware of. And that's my concern, the experience you, that you have as far as running a board. It's multifaceted. In another year, I'd be happy to be your campaign manager, but I just think that, right, I just don't know if you have the experience. Can you expound on it, or my mind at ease, or?
Well, as far as experiences in running things, probably that would be a better way of looking at things, not this board. I ran territories, I ran districts like Southern California, I had a region from Salt Lake to Honolulu and San Diego to Anchorage with various different people, running meetings, setting up agendas, working together with them. I had a product line that we brought from $0 to $25 million. So you have to work with a lot of different people to get things done. And there's a lot of viewpoints between the difference between accountants and engineers and executives. I think they have the answers from 30,000 feet, but you have to bring them down. What does the customer want? And a lot of training involved with customer feedback. I've taught also various different classes training on how to do the sales type thing. To me, that's the big issue is, is there a way to streamline the process and get through these items faster and make a difference? I don't know everything. I agree with that. That's what a board's for. And the board basically doesn't do a lot of talking at the meetings that we're at right now. I think the last few meetings, if the board talked 20% or more, I'd be surprised.
So do you think you're more decisive?
I think what needs to happen is there has to be some work done in advance by some members of the board so they can present the topics a little bit better when they come here. I think there's a preparation issue. I think that, you know, the standardized agenda, I'll give you an example. I wanted to look and see if we could improve the processes of the board, which I think I mentioned a couple months back, and then I tried to put it in at the end of agenda, and then we didn't have time for this agenda. So when I look up who sets the agenda, the board sets the agenda in most of Robert's rules, not the chair. The chair will adjust it to that. And so that was my concern, you know, how do you get something on there? Because right now, if I want to put it on, I would need at least two other people to vote with me to put it onto the agenda. And I'd like to see more of that happen. I'd like to see more free-flowing ideas in the open discussion section. You know, we need to be innovative. We're not the Black Point of the 60s and 70s and 80s. We're a whole different place in 2020. So that's my view, is that we have to be more nimble if we're going to address these ideas. There's communication issues. I mean, we got to figure out, do we need Facebook? Do we need Twitter? Do we need whatever the new technology is? You know, how can we get up to speed? How can we get more people interested in running for the board? Right now, it's not something they want to do. Why do we lose members? Maybe, you know, you would have to ask them. You know.
Can I respond?
Sure.
I will try to be brief. Any member of the board can have something added to the agenda with the support of 2 or 3 other board members. So if any board member feels that something isn't added to the agenda, they can solicit that it be added to the agenda if the chair does not think it's timely. And so it is reflective of the board. The board will say, we support this motion to add it, or we don't support the motion. So it is certainly not the chair's ultimate decision. It is the board's decision what goes on the agenda. Just wanted to clarify that, and now I will stop talking.
Can we move this along? we have a situation where you have people saying these things take too long.
Good point.
So can we vote?
I would like to say one thing. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. And I understand and I respect people's experience on the board, but Rick's right. The board needs to be nimble. We need to
stop having to, you know, you have to get support of two other people. If you have a good idea, it should be discussed. It shouldn't be shut down. And even at the meeting before last, they were talking about the parking issue and how it's done. And, you know, about ticketing, it went on ad nauseum. And then it was shut, when they wanted to make changes, it was shut down because it was said that it was in the bylaws. Well, in the bylaws is a very, it's very difficult to change bylaws. Now, it's time consuming because you have to post it, you have to get all the members to come in and vote on it. It was actually not in the bylaws, it was in the policies and procedures. That's very simple to change. If the board had the desire to make that change, they could have made it, if not at that meeting, at the next one. But because it was stated it was in the bylaws, it, the whole conversation was dropped. I think we just need to, you know, and it, Rick's right, people aren't staying on. We need to be looking at why people are dropping off after a year being on board.
And this is no disrespect to you. The reason I came on was I was on the call, and I said, wow, this is just a lot. I've been in project controls, doing capital projects for 25 years. My kids are now kind of interested in Black Point. My son's doing beach control. He's supposed to be doing like a, you know, thing in Hofstra. Okay. So I guess as a new perspective, I would say that, you know, you mentioned like a lock state or something that, that you started that way, and that really wasn't, I think, the way to go. So I feel like, I guess, I will fail. And not in a bad way. I totally respect you. I just feel like,
no, it's not personal.
Like we have to, yes, I feel like there's something that has to happen. Kids are younger. Look at, they're the next generation. My kid doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He's very smart. And you know what? That's the next generation. And they want to be a part of it, but they're not going to want to be a part of a lockdown and a thing. And everyone wants to be safe. You know, and I want everyone to be safe. I just feel like, yes, everyone needs to talk and communicate. And if that's not happening, that's why I came on. Because I felt like we needed... I'm kind of in the middle, I guess. I'm not 18 and I'm not 50, but I'm in the middle. So I just wanted to give my perspective and take it for whatever it's like. But that's it. That'll
help. Okay. So we're ready to vote then? All those in favor for Rick as chair, we'll go down the line. If you could identify yourself and say, yay or nay, please.
Yay.
If you could identify yourself.
Definitely.
Sharon Bruce, 53 seats, right?
Yay?
Yes.
You're yay.
Great. 25 Sunrise Avenue, yes.
Okay.
Bill Morgan, no.
Okay.
Will Fountain is abstaining. He's neighbor of the boat and Mike Buck Carter.
Oh, I know you can do that. That's good.
I like both too, but I'm going to say aye to Cheryl for abstaining over it.
Okay. And then Cheryl?
Nay to Rick.
Good time.
So, with a tie, the vote has to keep occurring until somebody gets a majority. So right now, neither one of you are elected. So, you just put you in this position, Will, but...
We want to see who's.
We can vote again with everybody.
Sure did, already.
No, but.
You mean?
You want to say who is
Yeah.
And we may get four.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just.
Worth a shot.
Rather than putting it on Will, we should continue going in a circle, I think.
Okay. I stand corrected. Okay. All those in favor of Cheryl, that's Cheryl.
Cheryl,
I'm sorry. Yeah, or identify yourself.
Steve O'Shane, where I say aye to Cheryl.
No.
Cheryl.
Chair can't be elected unless there's a majority, according to Robert's rules.
You go around the room again instead of having it just be on Will.
Yeah. Same.
So is there a way, again, that we can talk this out real quick?
Will says, can we have coaches?
Not as far as I know. It's not my charter.
I think it's
definitely not. No, I don't think in the charter we can have coaches.
I don't think it's one of them.
This could be our first incredibly long meeting.
I'm sorry.
Don't do what you need to do, what you believe.
Again, I really feel like I'm new to this, and I don't know either of you that well. So is there anything you guys can say to turn somebody, or?
Tell me again what your issue is.
My only issue.
You talked about lockdown. I wasn't really sure.
My only issue was there was some comments during the meeting that I forgot what it's called, lock state. Like, we're not a lock state. Don't refer to that.
I don't remember if he's using that word. I'm not familiar with what you're referring to.
I can't remember the words.
Maybe you can describe the issue because I'm not connecting.
There really is no issue. We were all listening to the conversation and we were just saying, this just seems like so kind of archaic. Just get moving, you know. It felt like the meeting was going on forever, and you know, I've lived here forever and 20 years, I guess. And now I'm empty nester, so I want to get involved, but I want to be involved in a positive way for everyone. So I guess the only thing was, so I'm not trying to stir up any controversy. There's no controversy.
Yeah.
Zero. I just agreed that the meeting, as a consultant, that it was really long and not very productive. So I see his point, and that's all. So I can see where you're going with just saying, Robert's rules, listen, again, I've been a consultant for 20 years, but I worked at the casino when I was 18, and I was part of the Robert's rules meeting there, and, you know, it's a good situation, but it also can be confining. Like, I feel like we just need to talk it out. Just my thoughts. I mean, and again, my kids are 15 and 19, and they have a different perspective, and I'm listening to them, and I'm listening to their college courses and what they're saying, and it's very interesting at this point. I just think just open it up to just a little bit more so that we can get stuff done that makes sense for everyone. And I won the bocce tournament last year.
I think a lot of the situation is the what we've gone through this year with COVID. Mm-hmm. It started in March, kind of when...
So it wasn't last year?
It wasn't. No, this year has been a nightmare. And we've had so many, we have to obey what the state dictates. If we choose to go something different and somebody gets hurt, or we have a firestorm here, the board would be legal because liable because we changed the rules. We went against what the governor said. This year has been a year from hell as far as what the boards have to deal with. I would love to have everybody work together and give their input as far as committees before, so the meetings are faster. We've had so much on our plate this year, we haven't had a chance to sit back and say, oh, listen, we should do this. Everything else is secondary to COVID by such a large degree that it's consumed all our time. So I would encourage people, if they have ideas, to share with the board. We're nothing if not, you know, interested in how to improve things. People say we're not transparent, but I can't see they can be more transparent than we are. And I would love it if whoever wins, the people who
are opposed to the first Newmans will lend their support and give their ideas and let us consider them. I just know since the period of February when this whole thing started in March, it's been
nightmare.
A nightmare. And you can't judge the board by what's been going on in the last several months. And that's but I would love anybody who has ideas, the board has always been interested in sharing them and working with people who have ideas contrary to what the board normally does. So
I just had a question. When you had the meeting a while back that it was stated that you could not have public comment due to the FOI, Freedom of Information. Okay. I raised it with Cheryl, and I was told to Google it, which I have. And I came down and couldn't find it, and then I told you I spoke with the consultant, you know, that did the training.
Yep.
But I asked, were any of you then afterwards subsequently informed that that was a mistake?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Because that's where the transparency issue is for me.
When I talked with Tom, he said he was sorry they left us with that impression. Three or four of the board members totally agreed with what Cheryl said, that at a special meeting there's no public comment. When you look at the rules, there are. You know, there's a possibility. So,
well, when I spoke with the attorney, and he said that the association historically practices like the town does, and there's no public comment at a special meeting.
But it's not a legality. It's not something we... And that's what we were... And he was totally, you know, apologetic for leaving. Because I checked with the board members, because I was kind of a secondary point person on that. So I just wanted to make sure we got the right...
Yeah. The transparency sounds like lying. That was an honest error that was transmitted to us at a conference by a state of Connecticut.
But even with that, if somebody had said that, I would say, that doesn't make sense. I mean, freedom of information should be...
Well, that's why we have executive sessions.
If you were freedom of information, that doesn't make any sense either. So
yeah. I mean, just that was an honest error, and it wasn't on the part of the board. It was on the part of the person giving us the information.
I'm going to give you one more. When I brought it up on the call about call for nominations, and you said that according to the executive order, it wasn't allowed. And I went in and I looked at it and typed in the comments that was not correct. Again, we are too busy to discuss that. Is what was stated on the call.
We have access to an attorney, and even the attorney, because executive orders, COVID is totally flexible, everything's changing, and every time I called him, something would have changed. That was our knowledge at that state. I don't make this stuff up, and it sounds, the transparent bandying term makes it sound like I'm making this up. I'm reporting what I learned from my supervisors or my consultants. I'm not lying. I'm not hiding. Mm-hmm. I think most of the people in the community know I'm pretty candid.
I never said you were lying, but there's a difference between being forthright with information and just providing
I think most of the community feels like I'm pretty forthright.
Well,
go ahead. Keep giving your examples. I'm not going to debate anymore, but we'll certainly listen to you.
But all I'm saying is with the budget even, I made recommendations last year that you should have a budget document so that it doesn't have to be big and involved, but when you put forth a budget that has a significant change in a line item, you know, 20% or whatever, when I do it, I have a note that says, this is more for such and such a reason. Instead, it's just a budget sent out. No, there's no explanation about what's in each line item or why the changes have happened unless you happen to come to the meeting. And even with that, there isn't a lot of information given to me. And I'm just less than to say, I do it as when you go to a tag sale and nobody puts a price on something. I'm going to ask, how much is this? How much is this? And after the third time, I say, forget it. I'm going to walk away, because if you're not coming forth with the information, that's what, to me, is, if transparency is a matter of lying, are you pushing out the information people might need?
What line items were significantly different than last year?
Last year, it was contractual services, and I think it was, might have been with the zoning officer. I mean, if there was a significant increase to the zoning office, not that he doesn't deserve it, but I would have, if it was me doing the budget, I would have prepared it and said, look, Jimmy Centris quoted he's going to spend 100 hours working for us. He spent 125 hours. therefore we're increasing the line
item. Who is a member of this?
But I guess I have to go back and read all of the minutes to find out why the budget is that different.
Can I bring it back to the point of work? Steve, I appreciate your comments on the COVID-19, but we have a lot of extra meetings that weren't regularly scheduled from November to March that were every month to make up for things that were not accomplished. The question then becomes, if we had a better process, could we have avoided those meetings? And I would say the answer would be yes. And yes, with the COVID, we had to have a lot of meetings because it was a moving target. I agree with that. Okay? But before that, this is not something that just was caused by COVID. This was something that I've seen before, and I think I mentioned way back in the fall. I don't like meetings for meetings' sake. It's just not in my thing. I would like to have more effective meetings, and that's why I question why do we have to have them every month. If we can't get something done, we're just pushing the ball farther and farther, and I prefer us to get it done more quickly. That's all.
Did you have something else you wanted to say, Phil? Lost track.
Rick and I have had at least one conversation about being more efficient in the regions and how to be a lot more efficient. I've been a supporter of putting together small teams of members to deal with issues so that they are better prepared for, like in fact we are doing more of now with here, with you all, and with a number of other issues that come up. So I think we're getting better at that. I don't think we're good enough. I think there's a lot of room for improvement. I don't think that to make that improvement and to go in that direction, we didn't care.
Call for a vote again, see if anything's changed. If anybody has something else they want to say. Okay. All those in favor of Rick as chair? And Janet? You could say your name and.
Oh, Janet. Okay.
And we'll say yes. There are three of you saying yes. Okay. Phil?
Phil Marvin, no.
Okay. Steve?
No.
No. Joe?
No.
Will?
Stay.
Yeah, I read up on this from Robert's rule, and it specifically said that it just has to keep, the vote has to keep being taken until a majority is reached. So.
Mm-hmm. So much for short meetings.
Right?
I guess the only other thing I could say is what would be one thing that I would do? Phil mentioned I made a list of items that I thought the board should know about. They don't have to bring up every meeting, but there's 60 of them. And if you divide that among people, it's 7 to 10 items apiece. You know, and if you have teams of two, you can both address those. And it would cover a lot of ground, a lot of preliminary ground. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And when I saw your list of 70 items, it scared the hell out of me. Instead of saying, so we're going to divide up 70 items only in 3 people, 4 people each, so that's 10 or 15. I don't know what the number would be. And it seems to me like, as I told you, I think that we should have teams, and I think they should be for, you know, issues that are before us now, so it would be efficient. But to attempt to organize this group into 70 or 60 group activities is well beyond what's needed and would be more time consuming than necessary.
Will those require FOIA notifications and agendas and and all that too?
Anytime you have a quorum, it has to be
three.
Exactly, then it's considered
a
meeting.
In my opinion, no, but we have somebody here that knows that.
Right.
But I would say, you know, look at teams of two.
Okay. The reason he's abstaining is because his history is in building and maintenance and not administration.
Yeah, but Will, you're a part of the team.
Yeah.
And you're not being part of the team right now. So.
If I could address what Bill's saying, and with the idea, there's only 7 of us here. There are 600 homes in this beach. So why not ask for volunteers to work on these different things? Like you could, you know, I don't know what you want to think. If you wanted to, idea would be the COVID issue. If you wanted to determine what was going to be on the sign, what's enough for the 7 to have to do this? You could ask for volunteers from the community, get a task force of, you know, maybe 8 or 10. Get people on there who might have special skills or knowledge that would have been helpful in, you know, making this season. So that's my whole point, is that it doesn't have to be just the 7. You can bring it out. And the other thing is that, again, if you push out what you're talking about, what you're thinking about, get volunteers, get people to work on task forces or ad hoc committees, you're going to get buy-in from the community. You are going to have people say, hey, the board's really doing this. It's something visible. There's, you know, not everybody comes to the meetings or listens to the meetings, but you're going to start to say, hey, I would like some people that could tackle, I don't know, what the park improvements. So get a group of people together, 8 or 10 people with kids, to say, hey, what would be a good addition to our playground? Or, you know, just any of these things. Maybe we should be doing more for community building. You know, what are activities that we could do as a group that would make the Last Point even better and build our community, get people to know each other, get people involved?
And I'm not sure if we're into your 6-day run at all. I do 6-day runs. So what we do is we start the process, we walk it through, we find out where it falls down, and then we correct it. So it's quick. We walk through, start from the start, walk through it, and then we see the touch point and say, oh, it falls down right here. How do we fix that? So it's quicker, and it's lean, and it's called Lean Six Sigma. I think it'd be really beneficial here. Again, you walk through the process, see where it falls down, and fix that one.
Can I say something, Greg?
When you do Six Sigma, you put a team together, you start problem solving.
So you define
the problem, and you go through the process.
We start from the start. From the start.
However, would you agree that you do Six Sigma not on everything you do every day? In other words, you don't start from the start.
I think it's very beneficial if you're doing processes to start from the start. What is going wrong? If you have 60 items on your thing, let's start from the start. Let's use 60 items. Let's just write them down and figure it out. Where do you fall down and get it done? I think a lot of things happen from indecision. That's what I think, and that's just my opinion.
No, that's
and
good.
Again,
I think you're, I'm glad you're here. Because we need somebody to know 6 segments.
But I really do think, like, if we just go through it and you just say, boom, 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 this is where it falls down. Okay, that slide sucks, so let's get rid of that slide. I mean, I think there's lots of different ways to do it, but in my life, that's how we deal with it. We just go through and say, something's not working, there's 60 items, let's start with item 1, where does it fall down, how do we fix it? You can't be indecisive. That takes too much time, which I think is what he's saying.
Let me just toss a few things in. I think one of the issues that I got a sense of, under, even though it wasn't directed specifically, was community involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many ways to have community involvement. Certainly, interestingly enough, the teleconferencing increased community involvement in building phenomenally, even though we weren't as productive because we couldn't see each other's faces. But in the past, even before COVID, in the past year and a half, the daily emails I get from members of the community are probably 10 times, Brooke can attest, but 10 times what they were in past years, and they all get responded to. And if their response is unhappy, they get re-clarified. So in terms of people being heard and representing the community, the human element, my background is human services, and I have been an administrator, and I've been a university professor, got a wide range of skills. Sometimes it's, I like math. I like quick and easy black and white. I find that when you're working with a community of human beings, sometimes things aren't quite that black and white, but the best thing we can do is be available and communicative, even if we have to say, sorry, we don't agree, and this is why. But I just want to emphasize, you know, the committees certainly are one way. Sometimes they're efficient, sometimes they're not. In terms of, we don't get the handpick.
I'm saying, we do it. We go through a few items, and then we figure out if there needs to be a task force.
And you've got trained people. We have community people. When you work, you're trained professionals. We're working with people with all different backgrounds.
Is that the same thing with us?
No, okay. That's all right.
Yeah,
I'll stop.
Yeah,
okay.
They're not all trained professionals.
Okay.
I'm dealing with a lot of people that we're rolling out software right now. And people, like, I'm working with Eversource. They're 70% retired. They don't want to learn new software, and they're learning it, and they're doing it. And, you know, so I think there's good. I feel like, if there is 60 items on your list, let's go through them, get it done, and edit. You know what I mean? That's, and if there's a task force that needs to be done, then do it. But, yeah,
I was brought up in the time when prior to Six Sigma, with Kaizen.
Yeah.
So Kaizen was basically, you built a group, a small group, usually someone that didn't get, wasn't involved with, let's say, running a mill.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from maybe purchasing, or they have good ideas too, because they're looking at it from outside the box. Mm-hmm. And as myself, somebody looking from outside the board, the way things were done differently, that's where I'm coming from here, that the process is it. In Kaizen, if you were able to fix a problem today with a piece of cardboard, versus wait for a metal chute to be made, you know, 2 weeks from now, you use the piece of cardboard. You know, if we could have even printed up a bunch of signs and put plastic on them and put them up there, we could have the signs up immediately versus waiting 2 or 3 weeks for SignCraft to have it ready. I mean, there's a lot of different things that we could do faster and more nimbly. Whatever that word is, I'm not to say. Okay, now the other thing is, the 60 things I have, some of them don't have to be addressed every time. Some will be like, I think that we should have a liaison with you know, Millstone, and with, you know, obviously Cheryl has a good one with the mayor, you know, people at the yacht club. So we know what's going on with the community. We also have things that, you know, we should know things and you know, there's a maintenance group, there's a finance group, there's all kinds of different things that we should do, strategic planning, you know, all these things, history. I mean, we have great history here, and our older people are not going to last forever, you know. We should have a historical thing that we really would like to do. Again, I'm a kind of a person where if you have new people moving in here, you welcome them. If you have people going out, you send a card to the family. But that, I think, was stated that that's part of the women's and the men's club thing. But I think that should be a board thing. You know, that's my view. Okay? I'll stop.
Well, I can just say, now, I didn't know what was some of your items that were on your list, but, I mean, those were great items that the value of the board, but if you have a committee together who would... Mm-hmm. Do that well.
Yeah.
You know, another idea would be to have Joe Porky come over and speak. Mm-hmm. You know, those types of things. You're excited about this area. There's lots of growth going on. There are lots of jobs. So why not hear about that?
Really?
That impacts our property value. So these are things that I think are created to have to create more work for the board. But I love the idea. Just put it up there and say, okay, what are some things that could quickly be done? And you get it, you know, some people don't have to be on board.
I think there's an alternative. It's attrition.
Each person only has 7 to 10 packs. This tool.
Are you voting again?
I don't foresee anybody changing their vote, but sure, let's go down the line.
Okay. Better for a pizza.
You want that?
Donuts.
So how do we fix this, I guess? So I'm here. I'm new. I'm listening to both sides. I think you're both brilliant. And you're, you know, I guess I'm just more, like, more engineering to me. So
we need a majority. Without a majority, nobody is elected.
I want to welcome you. No, I'm kidding.
You can do that.
I'm just kidding.
Nope.
What would your mouth at? So, again, what we're going to figure, but we have to figure it out. So how do we figure it out? Right? And so, do we... What would turn me is if someone said, if you said, Janet, yep, I want to look at all the items, let's figure it out, you know, logically, and I guess. I don't know.
Janet, I want to tackle all the items. It is unrealistic to tackle 60 items.
No. What are major items, I guess? And what is just like...
Well, we'd have to have a board meeting and
yeah. We
can't really discuss items.
It's just
the only business is the nomination.
Okay.
What I would proffer to people, every year we get new board members, usually, they would get new input. And I'm seeing where three members want the board to go in a different direction, more organized or whatever. I don't see incongruity here. I think that if we have a person who's used to being, well, not used to being the chair, but experienced being the chair, and we have input that would hopefully make us more efficient.
Okay.
I don't see that being incompatible.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I think that new people's input is always welcome and always listened to. And I think the COVID, I don't want to blame the COVID, but it's been awful.
Yeah.
I think with new blood, the board can be moved in a direction that the members want it to go. I would have no problem with having subcommittees, but boy, it would be a nightmare. Every time you met someplace, you'd have to announce the meeting agenda.
You don't have a choice. Well,
they
all three of us are going
to
talk
to somebody about a
schedule.
Well, we have to announce it so that the public can come, and we have to write minutes. We have to. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be documented. So that, to me, with 17 or 18 subcommittees, is a nightmare.
Yeah.
This, you'd never be out of the clubhouse. Because
gotcha.
It has to be documented to an nth degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see any problem with the board listening to new members. They've always listened. I mean, Rick's been a member for the shortest period of time of any member, and I respect his opinion. And I think that's a direction we have to move in. And when he's chair next year, there's not this or that. I think that can become this or this can become that. I think that we are willing to listen to people and accommodate people's views, get the public. My concern, getting the public involved is wonderful. I think it's a great idea. Until you listen to the people who say, well, they're doing it and they're being nothing transparent, it gets kind of clicky.
So how does it work? Like, when we vote on something, like, if you say something, like, is it...
We'll take issues. Some are regular issues like maintenance. There are things that happen every year that may need to change, things that come up from the membership that are concerns. There's a relatively standard form for an agenda, and then we tack in, the issues, all this new business, special interest. But at the beginning... Are reports from people who have volunteered or been requested by the chair to focus on an issue. So if you notice, when we say reports, you know, up treasurer, obviously secretary, but we'll say peers. That's not a committee. That is one or two people that the chair who indicated interest. They do the work. They bring back the options. And then there's a discussion.
And then
there's a discussion.
So there's a discussion.
Absolutely.
So
that's part of the time consumption. So we don't have people saying, this is what should happen. They say, we looked at this so that you can make an informed decision. This is the information you need to know. And this is what we recommend, but we'll answer questions because nobody here has all the right answers. Depending on how many issues there are at any one time and depending on what the human element of that decision. You know, the peers was an incredible amount of work, but it took a long time, but it wasn't about the gray areas of human responses. It was like, this is engineering. So, you know, when's it going to fall down? We don't know. What kind of chance? Even that. We don't have the facts, so we have to take risks. And discussing the risks. So when we get through all that, sometimes they're done like that. This last meeting, because almost everybody's report was somehow affected by COVID or by issues that come up, which, because now we're a winter community, issues don't stop in September. That's why we have winter meetings. They were not long, but they addressed things either that were in preparation for the summer, so we didn't come in May and go, oh, we got to get this done. It was like, we're going to know in January.
Majority vote.
Yeah, absolutely. And if someone wants something on the agenda and the chair hasn't put it on the agenda, it's a majority vote to put it on the agenda. It's not like the chair is dictator. There is a process. Usually what has happened smoothly in the past, could I finish?
No, I'm excited if I'm going to just, if it's a majority vote, and I'm okay with that, then I just want to let her have it.
I don't have it. I mean, I like Phil. I don't know. I can't speak for him. But yeah, I mean, and that was for several years. I would say this is such a wonderful board because we don't all agree, which means everybody or many people are getting represented because we don't all agree, but we don't, but we disagree nicely and respectfully.
Gotcha.
So the chair's job is to organize and to represent the board, and sometimes in a pinch to make a quick temporary decision. Because we may not get the board together to make a vote, but that's very rare.
The chair has the people skills. We've got a lot of questions and concerns to get addressed. Now, I just say with the peer, we had meetings, we wrote them on the website,
yeah,
published minutes and everything. I would still say we had 20 or 30 people who came up and said, well, we don't know what's going on. It's not transparent. And every single thing we did was right out there. We didn't do anything secret or anything. And I just totally miss it. So if you, that was a committee that was appointed by the board. If it's just the public, people get very upset when earlier the rec department was different. Somebody, well, they didn't ask me, and I want to give my input. And it just, it goes in too many directions. But if we can work on that, that's fine, but every meeting you have that has a committee or a group that's supposed to deal with an item for Black Point, you need to notice it in the website, you have to take minutes, you have to let everybody know what's going on or they'll think it's secret. Even with the peer committee, people thought it wasn't transparent. Why are we sneaking a peer in? And it was maybe then the 18 people that voted against it, I don't know.
I call for the vote again. I just need a few minutes. Sure.
What? Oh, yeah. Who's that? Uh-oh.
Stop. Sounds like it's mine, but it's not. Somebody's like, where the heck are you?
Exactly. What happened to you?
Okay.
Welcome to a long meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
We are our own worst enemies. It's just your first day.
Yeah.
I do like the Christmas lights, though.
Okay.
If any timely enough, probably not. It needs to leave your phone. Yeah, a big storm is coming, so. What's out there? The
sunroof?
The top is there. Oh, no. Raining? Yeah.
Do you want to go close it?
No.
Oh, it's not.
It's coming.
Do you want to go close it before it comes? Just in case?
I'm hoping it will
be done.
I'll be done quickly and I can close it then.
Oh, yeah. Lots of reds and yellows.
Going
to be dead? Yeah. In a minute, we're going to get a little bit. Probably spitting now.
Meteorological response to the tension in the room. We can affect the weather.
Our streets are great. I was running the Hebron Fair a couple of years ago, and we had the hurricane come through. And I was looking at the map, and I said, boy, we should cancel at 6 o'clock, because it looked like it was getting there at 7 o'clock, and we just wanted everybody to be off the fairground. Here we got 30,000 people.
Yeah.
Somebody walked up to me at 5
minutes.
You're too soon, it's not going to rain. He no sooner said that.
Started.
It just came down. I could have taken a kayak from the office.
Wow.
It was white water on it.
I'll have to get that. Yeah.
Did you vote one more time?
So sure.
Yeah, Will is back. Now, I'm sorry, folks, we had an interruption.
So let's call for a vote again. All those in favor of Rick's chair?
So I don't know enough. I think I should abstain.
Okay.
Rick, yes.
And then Rick, yes. Yay. Phil?
No.
And you're abstaining, Will? Okay.
Should I change my vote? No, I said not.
Okay. And then Cheryl.
I think I'll go for Cheryl.
Okay. So two yay, three no, and two abstentions. So Cheryl is elected chair.
I'm going to say yays for Cheryl. Right?
Yeah, we're going to do that. Yay for you.
We'll you mean the numbers?
Yay.
No.
We're going to do
the no vote for Rick. We should have a yay
vote. Oh, a yay vote for, for sure. Okay, gotcha.
And then
Thank
you're
you.
Abstaining, and you're no, and you're no, right?
Yes.
And then abstain.
Yes.
Okay. So Cheryl is...
Thank you, everybody, for your efforts. This has been a long meeting. And thank you for staying focused. It was a complicated situation.
Do you want to be vice chair?
Oh, Steve, would you consider continuing to be a vice chair? You've been invaluable. No, you don't. It's important. All right. Steve O'Shane will be vice chair for the following year. All right. We are going to close this meeting. Do we need an adjournment for this, do we?
No.
Okay. We're closing the meeting. It is 1:38. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Congratulations, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Do we need a second? I'll second it.
All right.
Okay. And everybody's in favor, I assume.
Sorry, I didn't know what to do.
You were in quite a situation.
Now it's tough.
Good for you for sticking with it.
Yeah.
Either way, that was tough. Thank you. Yeah, grab some donuts, everybody. Well, I gotta close this. Can I just exit out? We're automatically
closed. Yeah, you can just put it right there.
I'll leave. Okay, good. All right.